Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Kyoko. It is my pleasure sharing findings from my post-dissertation research at UCLA. This study examined if women's status and empowerment affect contraceptive use and fertility in Senegal, West Africa, using structural equation modeling. We declare that we have no competing interests. This study is motivated by persistently high fertility in sub-Saharan Africa, where total fertility rate TFR remains high and women continue to deliver more than 5 children on average. Despite decrease in TFR globally and other parts of the world, in sub-Saharan Africa, reduction of TFR is limited. A study using latest demographic and health survey found that in sub-Saharan Africa, TFR decreased only by 0.2 on average compared to the previous survey. Further, the use of contraceptive is limited in sub-Saharan Africa, where only 1 in 4 currently married women use any contraceptive method, and a maintenance need persists as high as 24%. In West African countries, these indicators are far lagging behind, and in Senegal, only 13% of married women use any contraceptive method, and 12% use a modern method. Previous studies have examined the determinants of contraceptive use and fertility, and evidence demonstrates some commonalities and variations across these two outcomes, so as across study settings. Among social demographic factors, high economic and education status and urban regions have generally shown the positive association with contraceptive use and lower fertility. Other factors include accessibility, availability, and quality of contraceptive service, and also culture and norms. Yet, the evidence of women's empowerment is mixed, especially contraceptive use. Proxy measures of empowerment, such as decision-making power and gender power dynamics, attitudes of gender norms, and age at first marriage, show mixed evidence, or they are not well studied. This study aimed to address the following research gaps. First, women's empowerment has been conceptualized, operationalized, and measured inconsistently, so the synthesis and comparison of results are challenging. Despite the understanding of empowerment as multidimensional, summative variables are often used, and the multidimensional nature is often neglected. Second, there is a lack of evidence regarding complex pathways from women's status to reproductive health behaviors and outcomes through women's empowerment using formal mediation analysis. Third, we do not have adequate understanding of comparison between the potentially distinct mechanisms by which women's status and empowerment affect modern contraceptive use and fertility. This study aimed to investigate pathways linking women's status and empowerment to modern contraceptive use and fertility. We developed an integrated conceptual framework based on existing conceptual and theoretical frameworks. In summary, focal dependent variables are modern contraceptive use and fertility, and the focal independent variables is women's education. A mediator is women's empowerment, which is comprised of multiple dimensions. This analysis controlled for the socio-demographic characteristics of women and households, and also perceived difficulty in accessing healthcare. I hypothesize that this mechanism functions differently between the two outcomes. The study setting in Senegal, West Africa. I used the Senegal demographic and health survey data sets in 2010-2011. Study samples are currently married women, and in this presentation, I'm presenting my models after a series of sensitivity analyses. For fertility analysis, I included currently married women with no missing with empowerment measures. For contraceptive use, I note the complexity in identifying a study sample, though here I am presenting a model with currently married women, specifically those who prefer to wait 2 or more years. The focal dependent variables are fertility as the number of children born to women as a count variable, and current modern contraceptive use as a binary. The main independent variable represents women's education in years. The potential mediators approximate women's empowerment, and these are operationalized through four domains according to factor analysis. First measure is women's household decision-making power, based on their participation in decision-making on three household matters. Second are attitudes towards sex negotiation, as women are asked about their ability to make negotiations about sexual relations on two aspects. Third are attitudes towards gender norms against violence under five situations. Last, age at first marriage is also assessed. Control variables are classified into two domains. The first domain is social demographic characteristics of women and households. These include respondents' age, employment for payment, household wealth quantile, residence as urban or rural, marital relationships considering monogamous or polygamous, household headship, and relative age and education to husband partner. In the model predicting modern contraceptive use, parity is also included. The second domain is the perceived difficulty in accessing healthcare. The survey asks if the respondent perceives a big problem in seeking care with four aspects related to socioeconomic and cultural factors. The descriptive statistics show that women's status and power in Senegal are relatively low. Average years of formal schooling is less than 2 years, and more than two-thirds have no formal schooling. Women participate in household decision-making only to a low extent, and their attitudes of gender norms are rather permissive. In this analysis, structural equation modeling, SEM, was employed. This is useful especially in examining complex pathways involving multiple mediators. The SEM can include latent variable factors. As such, empowerment dimensions were assessed. The SEM tested five equations simultaneously in one model. In this way, this is more rigorous than other approaches for potential causal inference. The two models were tested separately, predicting current modern contraceptive use and fertility using M+. This is a summary table showing the path coefficients. This shows that women with higher education and older age at first marriage are likely to have lower fertility. While household decision-making or attitudes of gender norms have no significant relationships with fertility. In regards to modern contraceptive use, women with higher education and those who have more progressive attitudes towards sex negotiation are more likely to use contraceptives. This is a diagram from the model predicting fertility, showing that education and age at first marriage are significantly and negatively related to fertility. This next diagram is from the model predicting modern contraceptive use, showing that education and attitudes towards sex negotiation are significantly and positively related to modern contraceptive use. This is a summary table for the mediation effect, as the SEM tested the indirect effect of education on modern contraceptive use and fertility through women's empowerment dimensions. The total indirect effect of education is significant in the both models. However, in the model predicting fertility, only the age at first marriage is a significant mediator, while attitudes towards sex negotiation in the model predicting contraceptive use. The proportion of mediation effect also varies by model and by major from 12% to 46%. In summary, women's education is significantly related to both modern contraceptive use and fertility in Senegal. In addition to the direct effect in the both models, the total indirect effect of education through women's empowerment is significant, showing that women's empowerment operates as an intervening factor. Yet some of the empowerment dimensions are insignificant, and these multiple dimensions are related to contraceptive use and fertility differently. In conclusion, this study shows that women's status and empowerment positively affect modern contraceptive use and lower fertility in a complex mechanism. However, such mechanisms differ by reproductive health behavior and outcome. Does this evidence caution against the generalizability of evidence and interventions, and underscores the need of contextually tailored research and interventions? Last, this study highlights the methodological rigor of SEM when examining such complex constructs and making potential causal inference. We acknowledge professors at UCLA and generous funding support for my research. Thank you very much for listening.